Some say Odoo business management software is like fertilizer because of the way it promotes growth. Some say Odoo is like a magic beanstalk, scaling with you while being magically affordable. And some say Odoo's programs for manufacturing, accounting, and more are like building blocks for creating a custom software suite. But I say Odoo is all of it. Fertilizer, magic beanstalk, building blocks for business. Yeah, Odoo. Exactly what every business needs. Sign up at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Next Level Pet people will do anything for their dogs. That means treating them with next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxolaner, Moxidectin, and Parental Chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in a tasty beef flavored chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This Sunday, a new state-of-the-art hospital will open in Valencia in Spain. The new hospital will be able to accommodate patients waiting on orthopaedic treatments in Ireland as part of the EU cross-border directive. It will allow many Irish patients to bypass the extensive waiting lists on the current public health system. Now, joining us to talk about all of this is the Chief Operating Officer of an outfit called Healthcare Abroad, that's Paul Byrne, and fitness instructor Lisa Corcoran, who's just come in on one crutch, so she's had something done. We'll hear about that in just a moment. So, Paul, explain to me what Healthcare Abroad does.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you for having me on. Yes, Healthcare Abroad is a facilitating company for Irish patients. It allows them to utilise a scheme from the European Union called the EU Cross-Border Directive. Now, this scheme is run and managed by the HSE here in Ireland. And what it more or less says is that any patient living in Ireland for 12 months or more can leave the Irish public health system and travel to a private health setting in one of the 27 member states of the European Union.
Now, explain to me about that time delay. You say if you've been in the system for how long and how is that time registered?
So it's not about how you're being in the system. There's a misconception out there that people think that you need to be on a waiting list. You do not. This is a referral-led system. So in other words, all you need is a GP referral letter. Now, your GP is referring you not for surgery. Your GP is referring you to another orthopaedic surgeon or a neurosurgeon in Europe. Generally, the majority of our hospitals, we represent 86 private hospitals, and the majority of them are in Spain. Again, the reason behind that is Spain is number 3 as a healthcare system in Europe and number 7 in the world. So you are going to a top-class healthcare system.
So you, if you like, are the middle man, the middle company, if you like, which marries the Irish patient with the operating facility.
Correct. We're the connection. So what we do is generally for the patient, we will do absolutely everything. There's only two things that the patients need to do here for themselves. Firstly, they need to book their flights when they decide a travel time. Again, that could be in 3 to 4 to 5 weeks time or in 2 months time. The patient chooses the time and then we work everything around them. They have to book their flights, and the only other thing they need to have is obviously they need to have the funds in place to pay for their surgery. They pay for the surgery up front themselves, and they do that directly to the hospital when they arrive in Spain. And then the HSE will refund them 16 weeks later. We do all their paperwork back to the HSE. We engage with their GPs here in Ireland to get more medical information. We book and organise all their hospital appointments. We book and organise their hotel for them. And then we also collect them at the airport, bring them back and forth. So we do the logistics.
What about aftercare?
So aftercare, yeah, quite an important question. Aftercare, when they come back here in Ireland, they have never left the care of the HSE. So they're always under the umbrella of the HSE.
So it's not like getting your teeth done in Turkey or something.
No,
and you come back and an Irish dentist won't touch you.
No, so they can go back to their GP, they can go to A&E, but however, they can still always come back to us. At that stage, we are still there to help them. We can engage with their surgeon, we can set up some calls, whatever's required. So they actually have care from both sides. I also must mention as well, in the package that we offer to people, we look after it. Most, the majority of our patients would require funds to pay for the surgery.
Yeah.
So again, and huge thanks to the credit union organisation. Without them, they are very willing to give loans to patients because they know they're going to get it back from the
HSE. Now, does the HSE ever quibble about the bills that are accrued for these operations, or are these all agreed in advance by the hospital either through you or directly with the HSE, what is acceptable?
Yeah, so what we do is for the patient-wise, before the patient booked their flights, they will know what surgery they're having, they know what hospital they're going to, they will know what surgeon they're going to see, they will know how much it's going to cost them, and they'll know exactly how much they're going to get back from the HSE. The HSE have no issues paying people or patients back whatsoever.
And yes, do they pay 100%?
For 96% of procedures, they pay 100%. So there was a bit of furore last year where they reduced the refund amount for cataracts, but for all orthopaedic surgeries, 100%. For bariatric surgery, 100%. So, yes.
And how did the prices compare with, say, an Irish private hospital who'd be offering the same service?
So they're a little bit less than what the Irish private hospitals can offer here. But at the end of the day, the patient's getting 100% of their funds back. Once they can fund it, it's no comparison. Like, for argument's sake, a consultation fee in Spain is €195 and the patient will get €195 back from the HSE.
Now, how do you make your money?
So that's another highlighting point. We do not charge the patient whatsoever for any of our services. We are free service to our patient. How we make our money is we represent the private hospitals. So as I said, we represent 86 private hospitals. We're like their sales and marketing team. So we bring them patients and they pay us. So
how many patients have you already processed?
So in the last couple of years, we've over 2,500 patients that we've helped throughout Ireland. And that's from anywhere from Donegal down to Cork. So yeah, we've helped quite a few, thankfully.
Okay, and one of those, I presume, is you, Lisa.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Tell us what happened to you. You're a young woman and you're fit as a flea. So what operation did you have to have?
Well, it was actually yesterday, 5 weeks ago, I had a hip replacement.
A hip replacement?
Yes.
And as I say, you're a young woman. So what happened?
For a good few years, I've been having a lot of pain in my hips and my glutes, and I've been going to physios. I was putting it down to not warming up, not stretching correctly.
Because you are a gym instructor.
I'm a personal trainer, yeah. So I was just putting it down to not warming up properly. So as the years went on, the pain was getting worse and I was like, this can't be right. Like, I'm 40 years of age and I couldn't even walk from here over to you. So I had an MRI done, and then once I had the MRI done, it was shown up that I had hip dysplasia.
Some say Odoo business management software is like fertilizer because of the way it promotes growth. Some say Odoo is like a magic beanstalk, scaling with you while being magically affordable. And some say Odoo's programs for manufacturing, accounting, and more are like building blocks for creating a custom software suite. But I say Odoo is all of it. Fertilizer, magic beanstalk, building blocks for business. Yeah, Odoo. Exactly what every business needs. Sign up at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Next Level Pet people will do anything for their dogs. That means treating them with next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Parental Chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in a tasty beef flavored chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
So you were one of the people they missed,
yes,
rather than someone who got an unnecessary operation. You should have had an operation perhaps as a youngster.
Yeah, I should have.
Okay, but you didn't. So here you are,
here
and you
I
need
am,
a new hip.
Years later, yeah.
So where did you go?
I went over to Spain. I went over to Denia with healthcare abroad.
Okay, and what was the hospital like?
The hospital is amazing. I think it opened about 2 years ago. It's so calm, so clean. The staff are amazing. Like, I was treated like royalty over there.
Yeah, so take me through your whole journey from the moment you have a consultation. Now, how did you do that consultation?
So I was on the public waiting list and I was on it a good few months, and I felt I was getting worse and worse with the pain and I wasn't being seen. So I was Googling on the internet just how I could get some help. Yeah. So I found healthcare abroad. So I contacted them, and within a few days, they came back to me. They were so nice, so understanding, and they set me up with my date. So it was back in March when I contacted them. And then about 3-4 weeks later, I was over in Spain.
Now, did you have to go over for a consultation with them before the operation itself, or did they simply pass on your scans from here to there?
Yeah, so I got a scan over here in Ireland, and then I was liaison with my GP as well, and he sent over the referral letter.
So they knew what was required?
Yeah, so they knew what was going on. So then they set up the all, like everything, surgery, the hotel and everything for me, which was amazing. It was great.
Okay, now the hospital itself, you say, state-of-the-art, very clean, beautifully appointed.
Yes, out of this world. Yeah. I couldn't fault it at all.
Yeah, how's your rehab?
My rehab is amazing. When I was over in Spain the second week, when I was over there, I was getting two physio sessions a day. That gave me so much confidence. After surgery, it really knocked my confidence. I didn't feel safe or anything, even with the crutches. So the team over there were outstanding. They really, really gave me that confidence that I needed.
Now, you still need a little help with the crutch, but how long more before you're flying solo?
Well, I'm seeing a physio now here in Ireland, and she was saying next week she's hoping that I'll be off that crutch.
So 6 weeks after the operation, you'll be off the crutch.
Yeah, that's what she's hoping anyways,
That's very
good. So it is. It's amazing. From a few months ago, not been able to walk, and now, like, I'm nearly limp-free when
and
I'm walking.
Any
I
pain?
Have really bad, no pain at all.
No pain at all.
No pain at all, yeah.
All good news.
Yes, it is.
So back to you then, Paul. If someone listening to our conversation today decides that they might be a candidate for this kind of thing, how quickly might it all progress?
So generally, it takes us about 3 weeks to prepare a patient to travel. Okay, so when they call us, we'll obviously take some notes, get some information off them. Then we will contact our GP. Starts with a referral letter. Also, we'll get as much medical information like that, any scans, images. We send that all to Spain for the orthopaedic surgeon to review before they book their flights. Once that's reviewed, we go back to the patient and say, OK, you have an indication for a new hip or a new knee or whatever the case may be. Then the patient books their flights. That can take 3 weeks. In those 3 weeks as well, we might have to secure a loan for the patient. Patient does have to apply for the loan themselves, but we send in support documents. And as I said, the credit union are very, very helpful and willing. So it can all happen in 3 weeks. Once they arrive out there, then we pick them up at the airport, bring them to the hotel. On a Monday morning, they will have their consultation. Okay, it's very, very efficient in Spain. So they'll have their consultation on the Monday morning, and then they're brought back to the hotel for breakfast because they have a cooling off period where they can decide if they want to proceed with the procedure themselves. Okay, it might be that they decided that they don't want to go ahead with the hip replacement. So there's a cooling off period there for 24, 48 hours. Once that happens, they come back in, they have their pre-ops, which is their bloods, ECG, and they meet the anaesthetist. Generally in Spain, the surgeries happen on a Wednesday. So they'll have their hip replacement or knee replacement or back surgery on a Wednesday. They'll stay in hospital for 3 nights. Once they're discharged from hospital, then they go back to the hotel. They have a rest day on the Sunday. And then on the Monday morning, as Lisa said, they will start their intensive physio sessions. Usually they do 10, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Now, you are suggesting that people can look at a window in their own life and decide when they would best like to go. They might have a birthday or some other thing that they don't want to miss here. So how much flexibility is there in terms of selecting that date?
So whatever date the patient wants to travel on, we will work around that. So if it's in 3 weeks, 3 months, if it's 2025, whatever the case may be, we will, because we have so many hospitals to choose from, there's always somewhere we can accommodate.
So how do you actually select which hospital is appropriate? If you've got so many, over 80 hospitals that you're dealing with, I mean, they'll be vying, presumably, for your business.
Yeah.
So how do you select?
Yeah, so generally there's a risk assessment done on each patient. So in other words, you go through the symptoms, what they have, medication. We have portals to the hospital, so when we put the information up, the surgeons themselves, they will go through the patient's symptoms, and one of them, so we sort of match up the patient to the surgeon, as in not so much the patient to the hospital. So it's generally what surgeon. In Lisa's case, she's recovering so well. She had the anterior approach, okay, which is a new thing where they go in through the front, so it's a much quicker recovery.
This is recovery. The bikini hip, isn't
it? Yes, correct. Yeah. You've heard of it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's why Lisa is doing so well. Not to say
it's a much quicker recovery.
They go into the front. They're not doing as much damage to the muscles. So yes, it's a much quicker recovery time. So again, that's not for everyone. So it depends. The surgeons will decide on a case by case basis who goes where and what surgery is required.
Now, you mentioned hip, you mentioned knee, you mentioned back. What else? Cataracts in passing, you mentioned.
Cataracts,
as well.
We do bariatric surgery, we do, so obviously weight loss surgery, we do bunions. So anything that's available in the Irish public health system is available to you in this scheme.
Okay, and finally, I should ask you, Lisa, I mean, you obviously had to get the cash together for the, and you recover much of that cash from the HSE. What was the total cost to you? I mean, how much did you have to assemble for your trip?
For me, I had to pay for the flights over and then the accommodation, and then everything else was covered by from the HSE. I know, from the credit union.
But people have to borrow money up front before
they get the money back. I applied for a loan with the credit union and they were very good helping me.
So what was the total you had to borrow?
It was 14,200.
Okay, yeah. Just to give people a handle.
Yeah.
A handle on that. Okay, it sounds like you could have a lot of business on your hands, Paul, and doesn't charge the patient, charges those providing the service. So, Paul, thank you very much for joining us. Chief Operating Officer of Healthcare Abroad, and Lisa Corcoran, fitness instructor from Kildare, who's now happily back on her two hips.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.